All right, let me try to calmly and succinctly go over Benjamin Chertoff. In late November of 2004, my wife handed me a stack of media that I had to contact, and amongst it was Popular Mechanics doing a piece on popular 9/11 quote theory. So I call and I talk to Benjamin Chertoff. We've now learned he is a close family member of the Homeland Security Director, according to press reports. And I talked to him and I talked to others, and I thought it was a fake interview. I've never thought an interview wasn't real. Of the hundreds of newspaper, TV interviews, the thousands of radio interviews I've done, I've never thought that a reporter was fake. I mean, people from school newspapers sound more credible and serious, and I've done dozens of those. USA Today, Washington Post, New York Times. These are normally focused, serious people, even of their adversaries. I thought that the interview wasn't real. It was so shoddy. So I called Popular Mechanics, and I said, is this real? One of the chief editors called back and said, yes, it's indeed real. And they swore to me, this is not a hit piece. We're just looking at the popular theories. Then the headline on the magazine, 9/11 lies, you know, debunking. And it's conclusive, folks, they say. And so this is what they engaged in. So I talked to Chertoff and others, and on every point they'd raised to me, I'd email them mainstream news articles, documents, Larry Silverstein saying that they blew up WTC-7. Suddenly they wouldn't want to talk about that. They'd move on to something else. He would raise an article written by somebody else that I'd posted and say, well, we called these seismologists, and they say they were interviewed by you. And I go, well, it's clear the article was written by somebody else. Did you ask if they were interviewed by this person? No, I didn't. Well, are you going to? Well, let's talk about something else. So a lot of stuff they were going to put in there got dropped because I told their chief editor, I said, look, I could tell this is a hit piece, and you're trying to libel me. You better watch yourself. So a whole bunch of stuff they were going to do wasn't in there about me because I could see what they were doing. And by the end of it, I just said, I talked to them four or five times. I said, I know this is a hit piece, and I know what's going on. Well, it sure enough was, and there's just so many facets to it. I mean, some of the things they debunked, I agree, is not provable. So, number one, they build a straw man. Of the 16 points, four or five of them are questionable. Okay? So you build a straw man. I mean, you could find somebody on the internet saying space aliens carried out 9/11 or the planes were holograms. I don't believe that. You could find people that think space aliens killed Kennedy. No, the government did. And the media likes to do a point at people that think space aliens killed Kennedy. And then, okay, see, if you think somebody else killed Kennedy, you think it's space aliens. So that's basically the straw man argument. They did that. But a bunch of the points, like Building 7, no mention of Silverstein, no mention of the firefighters telling reporters, get back, we're going to pull it. That's Associated Press. There's none of that. But one of the really sterling examples from the piece that I pray none of you buy, it's online, you can read it there. Please don't spend your money. And if you have a subscription to them, don't be lazy, call and cancel it. They deserve have people boycott them. Of course, Hearst is always, I mean, it is the, when you go to college, they teach you in journalism school. I mean, Hearst is the name in yellow journalism. Hearst wrote the book on it, okay? I mean, they have, you know, Rosebud, Citizen Kane. I mean, you talk about politics and manipulation and influence peddling. First is the main. Ramblings out. I just, when I try to look at this spectrum of propaganda, it's so hard to know where to start. But one of the biggest smoking guns of disinfo in the article is no stand down order claim. No fighter jets were scrambled from any of the 28 Air Force bases within close range of the four hijacked flights on September 11th, Andrews had two squadrons of fighter jets with the job of protecting the skies over Washington, D.C. Says the website emperorsclothes.com, they failed to do their job. There is only one explanation for this, writes Mark R. Ellis of standdown.net. Our Air Force was ordered to stand down on 9/11. Fact. Now they're going to tell you fact. It's like Rumsfeld telling you fact on Face the Nation. I never said there were weapons of mass destruction. It's an urban legend. Well, just because you say that's a fact, Rumsfeld, we all know it's a lie, because we have you on video. On 9/11, there were only 14 fire jets on alert in the continuous 48 states. Yeah, because they were all part of the giant drill, which is Associated Press reported. No computer network or alarm automated alert the North American Air Defense Command, NORAD, of missing planes. That's not true. Quote, they, civilian air traffic control at ATC, had to pick up the phone and literally dial us, says Major Douglas Martin, public affairs officer for NORAD, Boston Center, one of the 22 Federal Aviation Administration regional ATC facilities. Called NORAD's Northeast Air Defense Sector three times. And then it goes on. They go on to say that there's a claim that planes have been scrambled hundreds of times before 9/11. And they say, no, that's not true. In the decade before 9/11, it had only happened one time. This is what the article says. It had only happened one time. One time. Let me say that again. It only happened one time, and that was Payne Stewart, because you've all heard about it. Well, the very major that they quote, Major Douglas Martin, and in this transcript we'll find that AP article and post a link to it, he told the Associated Press that they'd over 60 times scrambled them and had them intercepted in the year before September 11th. But again, everybody on the face of this has all heard about the Cessna in a storm that gets off course and goes over a military base or flies into D.C. airspace before 9/11 and F-16s fly up next to it. I've talked to pilots who've had radio problems and F-16s fly up next to them. Everybody knows this, not just Major Douglas Martin, the public affairs officer, saying they've done all these intercepts and all these scrambles. Well, in the Associated Press, we have the public record. Everybody knows this. This is public knowledge. So you have that right there. I mean, it's just mind-blowing to see this happening. And the question is, why do we put up with this? And there's just a bunch of other case point examples of this. And this is how they supposedly debunk everything. Then he gets up on the radio Saturday night, Sunday morning, and tells tens of millions of people that, well, Mr. Jones could call in and defend himself, and an hour later, well, I guess he isn't going to call in and defend himself, because he can't. He can't refute these facts. Just because you say fact, 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 doesn't mean it's a fact. And while I was being interviewed by Mr. Chertoff and other members of the popular propaganda staff, I kept saying, aren't you going to talk about public officials being warned not to fly? And I sent them all those articles. Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, MSNBC, Salman Rushdie, Times of London, CBS News, reporting on John Ashcroft. Are you going to talk about Bush on Cipro, Associated Press, White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer admitted it, the whole staff on Cipro, the cabinet on Cipro, 4 weeks before it showed up in Boca Raton, Florida. Are you going to talk about CIA insider trading? No, no, no. Will you talk about Larry Silverstein saying that he pulled the buildings? I've sent you the video clip. Have you watched it? No, I haven't had time. Will you call Larry Silverstein and ask him? He says he blew it up. No, I don't think so. Or maybe. Then I talked to his editor. I said, I'm sending this to you. Will you call Larry Silverstein? Oh, we're very interested in that. And this isn't a hit piece. No, it's not. We promise. We just want to see what you guys think. So the bottom line is this. People aren't listening to these people anymore. They're not listening. They're not believing it. The population knows, by and large, they may not know all the details, but they know that information is being twisted, it's being spun, it's being fabricated, it's being made up, it's being whitewashed. They know that. Your credibility is at all-time lows. And it's just that simple. Your credibility is gone. And it's now part of the record that the government's been caught thousands and thousands of times lying to us. So is it any surprise now that we have articles like this from Newsmax? Web news grows, papers spiral down. And I watched some TV this weekend when I was on a short vacation. I watched a couple hours of it. Every news show I saw was attacking the new media and talking about how incredible it is and how it's taking over and what are we going to do. And they even tried to use the White House's own male prostitute, madam, as see how incredible the alternative media is. Well, that's not the alternative media. That's one of your boy toys, Lord Bush. That's one of the globalist little minions, one of his influence peddlers, infiltrating the alternative press through a neocon website openly funded by the White House. So they had the nerve on two separate shows I saw. The Daily Show was one and CNN was another, to go on the air and imply because of the Gannon story that, oh, see, that's how incredible the alternative press is. See, they've got, John Stewart used the word man-whore. Alternative press has got man-whores running it. So you've got your fake reporters out there, and then it's our fault. See, no, you're trying to infiltrate the alternative media. Bush has paid tens of millions for fake blogs, $76 million for fake newscasts just for Medicaid, Armstrong Williams. There's dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens. I hear it locally on the radio, people. I hear locally, federally funded Austin Air Force ads. That's a group wanting to get emissions testing on cars. And I've called up before and they go, yeah, it is a paid spot. How'd you know that? Packaged into the local newscast. It's everywhere. All right? Look, I had these people offer me $1 million in the first year, 6 years ago, to go become a neocon. You could be the next Rush Limbaugh. Just stop, you know, talking about black helicopters and the New World Order. Here's the contract. We're going to start you out on 15 juggernaut marquee stations, and if you play ball, after the first year, I was going to get $1 million, you're going to get triple that. And you know what I told them? I said, you can take your offer, and you know what you can do with it.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Atmosphere now in the country where we're learning how many members of the press are paid off and controlled. But there's other forms of control. The globalist editors and controllers can just look at other writings of different reporters out there and pick people that instinctively have the establishment agenda and mindset. That's another form of control. And then on top of that, you have blood. You have these societies. You have this elite, and it's nepotism, where they put their own minions into power. And it is being reported that Chertoff's cousin penned Popular Mechanics 911 hit piece. Who is Benjamin Chertoff, the senior researcher at Popular Mechanics, who is behind the article? American Free Press has learned that he is none other than a cousin of Michael Chertoff, the new Secretary of Homeland Security. This means that the Hearst paid Benjamin Chertoff to write an article supporting the seriously flawed explanation that is based on a particularly non-existent investigation of the terror events that directly led to the creation of the massive National Security Department his cousin now heads. This is exactly the kind of journalism one would expect to find in a dictatorship like that of Saddam Hussein in Iraq, because the manager of public relations for Popular Mechanics didn't respond. Repeated calls from American Free Press. I called Benjamin Chertoff, the magazine's senior researcher, that's in quotes, 25-year-old bumbler, directly. Chertoff said he was the senior researcher of the piece. When asked if he was related to Michael Chertoff, he said, "I don't know." Clearly uncomfortable about discussing the matter further, he told me that all questions about the article should be put to his publicist, the one who never answers the phone. Benjamin's mother in New York, however, was much more willing to talk. Asked if Benjamin was related to the new Secretary of Homeland Security, Judy said, "Yes, of course, he is a cousin. Yes, of course he is. Of course he is." This guy's got the classic M.O. 24 years old, 23 when he was first in Iraq, reporting for the New World Order. Then he comes back and lands the big job at Popular Mechanics. And running around, I mean, regardless, folks, if he is Chertoff's blood and it fits the bill, I mean, this is clear conflict of interest. Very clear. And next hour, I'm giving the phone number out to Popular Mechanics. Be polite. Ask for all their different editors. Ask for Megs and ask for Charity and, or let's use his Russian name, Son of the Devil. And that's what it means, reportedly. And call him up and just say, "You working for Homeland Security? Need to get the blogs going on this. This is a serious issue. Maybe we're on to something like the Gannon situation with more of these plants. Who knows? But it fits the M.O. I think we're on to something. My nose, my snout is rarely wrong with this evidence here. Smells a big, gigantic, rotten rat under the floorboards. So I suggest we pull the floorboards up and investigate. Though it is rancid and stinky, we have to, as the hound dogs we are, we have to go after our quarry fearlessly, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're good little attack dogs for freedom. And you want to play hardball? We're going to play hardball with you for... I'm launching a 5-year campaign. I've decided. Yes, 5 years. 5 years you will routinely be investigated and exposed. Thank you. All right, we're going to start the third hour. And I know it's dangerous to go up against the Homeland Security bloodline. I understand that, but we're going to expose it. We know we're on the radar, so they're attacking us. Might as well defend ourselves. You know, the best defense is a good offense. So that's my comments on that. I want to get a transcript of this upcoming interview as well. I want to thank those that do that. Get that posted. I will write a response the next few days. And we will continue to decipher all this. When you punch me upside the head, I hit back. You amateur, lightweight, prepare yourself. You want to engage, you're going to get it.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You are listening to GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've been attacked savagely by the Washington Post, New York Times, and I probably devoted 5 minutes to each article. I probably devoted 20 minutes when Lionel Chetwin, the big award-winning director and the head of Homeland Security's operations taking over Hollywood, according to the Associated Press, threatened me, my wife, in a bathroom. He just said, "We're going to get you," and then admitted it in front of witnesses. But I've been spending a couple hours on Benjamin Chertoff, reportedly, according to his mommy, cousins to the Homeland Security Director, and this hit piece in Popular Propaganda, Science, Mechanics, because he goes into fake reporters, controlled reporters, influence peddlers, the Hearst, who wrote the book on yellow journalism, the lies, they told me it was not a hit piece. The sniveling, bumbling of this individual, now going on the radio and attacking me and others for hours over the weekend. I'm not going to lay down for it. I am not going to. This guy, I challenged him and his boss repeatedly to come on this show, and they have refused to come on. But then he'd get on the air and say, "Mr. Jones needs to call in and defend himself while I'm asleep on Coast to Coast AM. He's to call in and defend himself, and if he doesn't call in and defend himself, well, that just shows that he just isn't, that he's afraid. He can't refute these facts." And then, he never called in. So, when in truth, I've been challenging this young punk to come on here and do it. Joining us is respected researcher and journalist Christopher Boland for American Free Press. Chertoff's cousin penned Popular Mechanics 9/11 hit piece. And to delve into this with us is Christopher Boland. Christopher, honored to have you.
Thank you.
A lot of stations carry the news right now, so we'll have to recap whatever we say coming up in the next segment. But let's get into this piece.
Sure. When the piece came out, I noticed that the first writer mentioned was Benjamin Chertoff, and I tried to reach Popular Mechanics on a number of occasions to ask them. The person who's supposed to speak for the newspaper is a man named Nathan Christopher, but he never answers his phone or his backup numbers. So I called Benjamin Chertoff, and I asked him, you're calling people like Eric Hochschmidt and myself liars. And I asked him some questions, and I said, by the way, are you related to Michael Chertoff? And he said, "I don't know." And so then I just did a little research in the telephone books for Pelham, New York, where he went to high school. He graduated from high school in Pelham, New York in 1998. And I found in the 1998 phone book for Westchester County, where Pelham is, that there was a Judith Chertoff living there. In the past few years, she's remarried, and her name is now her last name is now Dargan. But in any case, I called her up, and her number hasn't changed. And I asked her, you know, I read this piece in Popular Mechanics, and I said, is Benjamin Sheratoff your son? And she said, sure. And I said, well, that's very interesting. I said, is he related to the great Michael Sheratoff, the new Homeland Security czar? And she said, yes, of course, he's a cousin. And I listened last night or the other night to the show, this Coast to Coast Radio, and they really, because I sent an open letter to Art Bell that, you know, are you going to talk about this relationship? Because this is really egregious to have, you know, a cousin of the man who is now heading.
I think this is going to be a major scandal. This is going to be a scandal.
It's pretty egregious because this is the kind of propaganda that you know, is done in dictatorships like the one we've deposed in Iraq, where you have cousins and brothers and sisters of senior officials writing propaganda to support the regime.
Well, and this on the heels of Gannon, the man whore, and all the fake reporters and Armstrong Williams.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is really bad journalism. I'm going to address the essence of their Popular Mechanics piece this week. But just for example, look at what they said.
I want to recap your conversation with Ms. Sheratoff, and then I want to get into your analysis of it, and then I want to tell you about my conversations with Mr. Sheratoff and others, because they swore to me this is not a hit piece, Mr. Jones, and they're a pack of liars. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I see everything in terms of warfare. That's how the globalists see it. And I see Benjamin Chertoff, reportedly the cousin of the Homeland Security Director, in his hit piece as an enemy gun emplacement firing on our positions and our advancing forces. Their receding propaganda armies are being defeated by us. And because this emplacement has, is not well defended and has engaged in a shoddy attack, we are now rolling our information warfare howitzers into place, and they admit they've been hammered into the ground already by the, quote, people out there that read it. I don't think they've even begun to understand the concerted firepower of our entire arrayed forces against them by the time we're done with them. This will only make us stronger. We are going to take this enemy island, this enemy emplacement with the info war. We are going to lay siege to their propaganda and dismantle it piece by piece. And the reason I brought up the case of the White House male prostitute, male madam, you know, really working for the White House, paid through a website and, you know, in there planting questions, and it goes into the Armstrong Williams and just all these fake reporters, is that if it is true, and I believe Christopher Bolin, American Free Press, that he is a close cousin to Mr. Michael Chertoff, the Homeland Security Director, Benjamin Chertoff, that is a serious conflict of interest because Mr. Chertoff was intimately involved in covering up 9/11. He defended some of the biggest funders of the supposed hijackers. This is very, very serious. We've talked about Mr. Chertoff at length on this broadcast. It's Mr. Chertoff who says the president's above the law, just like Alberto Gonzalez, the architect of much of Patriot Act 1 and 2 with Viet Din and Gonzalez and others. So very serious. And here's the headline from Christopher Bolin's excellent column that we have a link to on PrisonPlanet.com. Chertoff's cousin penned Popular Mechanics 911 hit piece. Dictators like Saddam Hussein have always used nepotism to protect their secrets and maintain control. Look at North Korea. Look at Bush. When you have hereditary systems, you're in deep trouble. Like a dictatorship, the inner cabal that directs the actions of the Bush administration uses the same tactics to confuse the public and conceal the truth about 9/11. Dictators have always employed nepotism, the placing of family members in key positions, for one simple reason. Only loyal family members can be trusted with the secrets that keep them in power. For this reason, the shameless nepotism of the Bush administration should alarm Americans because it indicates that a dictatorship is encroaching upon the United States. The Defense Department defined nepotism as the situation which relatives are in the same chain of command. And an egregious example of dictatorial-style nepotism occurred when George W. Bush won the White House twice, thanks to key swing state of Florida, where the presidential candidate's younger brother is governor. And again, his father, former president. In 2000, 2004, against all odds, Florida swung decisively the Bush way. With high, and of course, Bush is related to Kerry as well. With high federal offices being given to wives, sons, and daughters of senior members of the Bush administration, the Hearst Corporation's executives that published Popular Mechanics magazine probably didn't worry about the ethical considerations of hiring a cousin of Michael Chertoff, a former assistant attorney general and the new secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, as senior researcher. But the March 2005 issue of Popular Mechanics plumbs new depths of nepotism and Hearst-style yellow journalism, which they wrote the book on, I would add, with its cover story about 9/11. We will continue with this. Again, joining us, Christopher Bolin. Christopher, recap why you got interested in the piece. Obviously, it attacked you and others, myself included. And then how you tracked back to Mr. Chertoff's mommy. Mr. Chertoff said he didn't know if the Homeland Security leader or Fuhrer leader was his family. But mommy sure knew all about it. recap what you talked about in the last segment.
Sure. Well, what, you know, this piece in Popular Mechanics is basically the first time that the popular media, the mainstream media, has thrown down the gauntlet to people like myself and Eric Hoofschmidt and Dave Von Kleist and yourself, who are what I call the independent researchers who are, you know, investigating this mass murder that occurred on September 11th. And now this, you have to remember, this was an example, this was a case of mass murder. At least 3,000 Americans died, and I just don't, I don't.
And they hauled all the steel away, despite the fact that the firefighters objected, the families
right.
objected, went to Congress, just like Oklahoma City, just like Waco.
Right, and then it was, you know, when the Bush and Cheney administration were adamantly opposed to any investigation.
Then they tried to appoint Henry Kissinger. Then
right.
they said that they never heard of a plan to fly planes into buildings. Now we have the memo being specific.
Right. And
so they lied to us. I mean, this is why we're questioning.
And they said that the operation and, you know, that they couldn't investigate this, this mass murder in Manhattan and in the Pentagon because it would take away from their colonial war in Afghanistan. Now that makes zero sense to most Americans. But when I read this piece, you know, because this throws down the gauntlet for the first time in a big way. Popular Mechanics used to be a piece, a magazine I read as a child. And I looked right away to who wrote it, and Benjamin Chertoff's name is at the top, but it's alphabetical order, I suppose. But I called up the magazine.
No, it says he's the head guy.
Yeah, when I called up, they have a publicist, a man named Nathan Christopher, who's supposed to speak for the magazine, but he never answers his phone. I tried for a long time, so then I called up.
Well, let me stop you again, and I apologize I'm jumping in so much, but
sure.
Here is his bio posted on Popular Mechanics and on Coast to Coast. As research editor for Popular Mechanics, Benjamin Chertoff is responsible for upholding journalistic standards for the magazine, as well as ensuring all stories of Popular Mechanics are reported completely and accurately. And it goes on to say he is a senior reporter for the magazine's special March issue, 9/11, Debunking the Myths and Lies, managing a team of dogged and intrepid professional researchers. Folks, he could hardly finish a sentence. He was I thought it was a fake interview. He was bumbling. And he told me this is not a hit piece over and over again. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I called him up. I got through to him, and I asked him if you were the senior researcher for the piece. He said he was. And then I asked him, you know, are you related to Michael Chertoff? And he told me he didn't know. He didn't say yes. He didn't say no. He said, I don't know, which is, you know, a one way of lying. Either you know or you don't.
I do not recall.
Yeah, he said he didn't know if he was related. So then... you know, I looked into the phone books of Westchester County where he grew up, and he graduated from high school in 1998 from Pelham. So he's about a 25-year-old guy, and he went, I think, to New York State University. I looked in the phone book, and there was a Jew of the Chertoff, I think a single mother, living, you know, in Pelham, which is a very small town north of New York City, in 1998. So I called her up. Her name has changed now. She's got a new husband. But I asked her. I said, you know, hello, Judy. I said, I read this piece in Popular Mechanics. Can you tell me, is Benjamin Chertoff your son? And she said, yes, of course. You know, every mother's proud of her son. And then I asked her, I said, by any chance, is he related to Mike, you know, the great, I had to, you know, beef up a little bit, the great Michael Chertoff, the new czar of Homeland Security. And she said, yes, he's a cousin. And, that was what I really wanted to hear. But when her husband heard that she was revealing these state secrets on the phone, he's very protective. He came over and he told me he took the phone away from his wife and said that I should, you know, I should contact Benjamin Chertoff at the magazine like he had told me before. And I said, well, I did. But he didn't know. And so last night or the other night on Coast to Coast Radio, he was also, again, being very disingenuous. He pretended again, saying that he didn't know if he's related to Michael Chertoff. And Art Bell supported him by saying, oh, yeah, maybe you're the 14th million cousin. You know, like, so far removed. And Benjamin Chertoff said on the radio that his mother had told me he was a distant cousin. That's false. That's a lie. She told me he's a cousin. So, I mean, you know, they're still trying to hide this relationship. And Americans should be concerned about this because this is a very egregious example of this nepotism.
Well, plus
and propaganda
the piece is shoddy. I mean, they quote this spokesman for NORAD who says they never intercepted one plane except for Payne Stewart in the 10 years before 9/11. That very same major is in Associated Press saying 60 plus times in the year before 9/11.
Right, right. And then there's another case where they talk about World Trade Center Building Number 7. This is the 47-story building that collapsed.
I brought that up to him. I said, Larry Silverstein says they pulled it. Do you want that? And he was just like, no.
Right. And the thing is, though, is that they say in the piece in Popular Mechanics that the south facade of that building was scooped out 25%. Well, just this morning I called up Dr. Gene Corley, who was the team leader for the FEMA study, the engineering study that was done in 2001 and 2002 at the site. This is the these are the people, the engineers, who accumulated, who gathered evidence and put together their...
Look, I have the official New York collapse radius. It wasn't even in it. The
right.
building wasn't hit by
right.
the towers, and they say in the article it was.
Right, and Dr. Corley told me this morning, he said that there's no evidence of that, and none of the engineers could find any evidence of that, and because the information that about this is not reliable, they did not use it.
Something else they do in the article
yeah.
is they say that we say fire melted the steel. No, we say fire couldn't melt steel.
Right.
It was the government that said that, and they go, oh, look, they're wrong. We just said weakened. So they actually take what the government said and then say we said it.
Right, and Americans should know that the official explanation for the collapse of the Twin Towers is that it was not the planes that caused the collapse, nor was it the fires caused by the burning jet fuel. No, it's the secondary fires. They say it's the secondary fires, so it's like the...
But in their article,
they
say it was the planes.
Yeah.
So he doesn't even have the official government story.
No, they don't have it quite right, but they do. They at one point they do kind of talk about secondary fires. But another thing is that this piece in this magazine, the Popular Mechanics, it's a heavy bit of emotional manipulation. If you just read through it, it's like everything that you or
how
I
dare
or,
them do this to the families?
They,
how dare them do this to the families? When the families had marched around the White House with signs saying Bush did it.
Right. Right. But everything we present is blurry photos and sketchy eyewitness accounts, and what they present is hard evidence and common sense, you see?
And they use the word evidence, fact. Just like Ashcroft says it's an urban legend that he ever said weapons of mass destruction. He never said it, he told us so. We'll be back, sir.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all-natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis. analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Food & Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni. She'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. If you drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment. All right, folks, so stay with us. But here out of their own Popular Mechanics article, it says, intercepts, not routine. It has been standard operating procedure for decades to immediately intercept off-course planes that do not respond to communications from air traffic controllers, says the website oilempire.us. When the Air Force scrambles a fighter plane to intercept, they usually reach the plane in question in minutes. Fact. In the decade before 9/11, NORAD intercepted only one civilian plane over North America, golfer Payne Stewart's Learjet. Now, again, I have USA Today saying hundreds of times. In October of 99, with passengers and crew unconscious from cabin depressurization, the plane lost radio contact but remained in transponder contact until it crashed. Even so, it took F-16s an hour and 22 minutes to reach the stricken jet. USA Today says 18 minutes. AP says 20. I don't know what's true. But you can find the number that they didn't know for an hour and 22 minutes that the plane wasn't responding to radio calls because it flew out of Florida over Georgia and then out towards the west over rural areas. And it was flying at low speeds, and an hour and 22 minutes in, they learned that it wasn't responding. Then they launched F-16s, and they were there in around 20 minutes. Now, that's USA Today, AP, Reuters. Hundreds of articles were written about it. It's part of the record. Now, listen, their own expert they quote in here as saying they never launched this is Major Douglas Martin, Public Affairs Officer for NORAD. Type Major Douglas Martin into a search engine, then add AP, then add fighter intercept, and you'll get AP articles where he mentions the hundreds of times, the 68, I believe. I didn't bring the article today. I should have. I covered it on NPR. 68 times in the year before 9/11. So, I mean, this is insane, folks. And I sent the articles to NPR. They gave the editor, Megs, almost 17 minutes, gave me about 3 or 4 minutes, 2 minutes of it with the interviewer talking over me. That's their idea of a fair interview. Going back to our guest, please continue, Christopher Bolin.
Yeah, what do you want me to talk about here now?
Well, you were mentioning these clear connections with him and some of the past writing he's done.
Yeah, well, the thing is that's very interesting about Benjamin Chertoff is that he was writing before for, you know, his resume is online there. He mentions that he wrote for Men's Journal. And he wrote a piece about a couple years ago in this Men's Journal in which he ranked the 25 toughest guys in America. And he made Hillary Clinton the 25th toughest guy. And you know, this shows a great deal of animosity towards Mrs. Clinton, who is, after all, the senator from his state. This goes back to the animosity that exists between Michael Chertoff and Hillary Clinton, because Michael Chertoff was the prosecutor in the Whitewater investigation.
And he was actually there to make sure it never got off into substantive issues.
Yeah.
And again, we're not saying we like Hillary, folks. It's just another connection.
And it's very important that Michael Chertoff also was in a key position in New Jersey During the investigation, at the time of the first bombing of the World Trade Center, was that 1993, I think?
Yes.
When these characters that were allegedly involved in it, all of these Egyptian informants for the FBI, et cetera, were living in New Jersey.
And then Ahmad Salam said they told me to cook the bomb and train the driver. They paid him over $1 million to shut up.
Right, right. He was paid $1 million. He was $1 million paid informant for the FBI. And the other thing is that Michael Sheratov was assistant attorney general in the criminal division of the Department of Justice at the time of the World Trade Center attack in 2001 and in the aftermath. And in the aftermath, you recall that many Israelis who were picked up as art students or as fake moving company employees were sent back to Israel on visa violations. Now,
even covered by Fox News.
Many of these Israelis, like the ones who were photographed or were caught in Liberty Park celebrating the collapse of World Trade Center, their vans tested positive for two forms of high explosives and went through two tests. And yet these characters were sent back to Israel on visa violations without being properly investigated and interrogated. This was Michael Sheratov's doing. So the Israeli suspects in 911 were given a pass to go home, where at the same time they picked up 800 Middle Easterners who had done nothing in relation to terrorism.
And now we have the cousin who goes and does Iraq work embedded, now off attacking us.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty obvious.
Yeah, very egregious.
Well, we'll talk about what should happen now. I mean, this is...
They've thrown down the gauntlet. Honest scientists and honest researchers in this country have to stand up to this.
They have thrown down the gauntlet, and they're going to get a fight if they want one.
They're going to get one.
All right, we'll be right back. I wonder if Mr. Chertoff will sick his cousin on us. Homeland Security leader. Guess we'll all be on no-fly list real fast.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until
so you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
All right, coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to give you the phone number to Popular Mechanics, to the publisher. Call them. I mean, Mr. Chertoff wants to get on the radio and go, oh, Alex could call and defend himself right now, and then hours later, oh, see, he didn't. He can't defend himself against these facts. I've called him over and over again. I want himself and, of course, the editor, Megs, on here. I'll be polite to him. I want to decipher and dismantle their false arguments, just all of what they've done. We're going to give their phone number out. If you have a subscription to these guys, I want you to call them and cancel your subscription. And as far as I'm concerned, Popular Mechanics' name is Mud. They also have Popular Science. And I want to talk a little bit about the history of Hearst Publishing. I mean, again, they wrote the book on yellow journalism, folks. They were the ones telling the country that it was, that the Spanish had blown up the Maine. I mean, they're just classic big dogs in the New World Order, in the New World Odor. And they're not going to get away with it, Citizen Kane. That's not going to happen. Real quick, before we go back to our guests, in Pittsburgh, Lord Bush is about to arrive. The police are threatening to arrest the peaceful protesters there, and Adam is called in. Adam, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Yeah, we got down here a little while ago. Lord Bush and the missus are about to arrive at 3 o'clock to go over their faith-based initiatives here at the Community College of Allegheny County.
Their federal takeover of the churches, okay.
Exactly. Now, what happened was a group of protesters, about 20 or 30 or so, had assembled across the street, right across the street from where Bush and his entourage are going to be arriving when they get here. Now, campus security from the college and the Pittsburgh police came up to us on several occasions, threatening us with arrest, and basically herded the entire crowd of protesters about 5 or 6 blocks away from where Bush is going to be arriving so that they'll have basically no effect at all. Bush
won't even know they're here. I remember getting to protest Bill Clinton when he came to Austin 3 times. They didn't stop us then. Arresting people. It's in other areas of the country. It's disgusting. And it's just indicative. I mean, the Fuhrer cannot see you protesting him.
No, I mean, nobody's.
And that way the media can show him pull up unmolested.
Yeah, and I mean, nobody's been violent. Nobody's been confrontational with the police. But the police are starting to escalate their
I just saw an article in the L.A. Times. The nurses group of 60,000 are exposing the things Arnold's doing. So Arnold went to a public showing of the new John Travolta movie, and a woman who wasn't even part of the group had come in her scrubs from a nurse to come see the movie. Didn't even know the governor was coming, and they came and arrested her. They threw her out. I mean, this is what they do to Americans now, folks.
And here's the deal. We are standing on a public sidewalk paid for by the taxpayers' money, and the Pittsburgh police and campus security have both come up to us and threatened us with arrest for trespassing on private property. So now all the public sidewalks in America, I guess, according to the Pittsburgh police, are now private property.
Sir, there have been people that have gone, let me just tell you this, people have gone to prison. For standing on, there'll be one protester with a sign, no blood for oil, next to them 500 Bush supporters, and the cops come over and arrest the one protester and they get a year in prison. They tried to put Christians in jail for 47 years for standing on a sidewalk, and Chertoff's Justice Department advised the Philadelphia police how to do it. Thank you for the call. Call us back with the developments.
I've got some video footage. I'll upload it to the web and send you a link when I get around to editing it.
Absolutely. Send it to us, sir. We'll put it on the server. Thank you. Great job, Adam. If they start trying to arrest you, call back. Unbelievable. Going back to our guest, continuing with Christopher Bolin. Christopher, they've got to be getting desperate if they're pulling out all the stops and attacking us.
Yeah, that's what I've been in touch with Eric Hubschmid, author of Painful Questions, and Dave Von Kleist about this, and also Phil Jahan, because like yourself, they're mentioned in the article, and that's what the consensus is. I think that they're trying to, at this point, you know, they obviously have to try to claim the history, and that's what they're trying to do, and they're trying to emotionally manipulate Americans into accepting this rewrite, their rewrite in Popular Mechanics. Where Americans really need to look at the evidence as presented, the real evidence in books like Painful Questions and in Dave Von Kleist's video, and also what I've presented and what I've found out. For example, the first thing that they talk about is where's the pod? And they show a photograph of the bottom of the plane, you know, a selected digital photograph, and they circle something that was never claimed to be the pod. But the, like Dave Von Kleist says, the question is, what about the flash? It's the flash, idiot. I think that's his new piece. You see, it's this flash that occurred when Flight 175 hit the South Tower.
Well, regardless.
That's the important thing.
Regardless.
The flash.
What I cover in Road to Tyranny is public officials being warned not to fly, admitted. CIA insider trading,
right.
Flying out the Al-Qaeda and Taliban out of Afghanistan, 8,000 of them,
right.
New Yorker Magazine, Associated Press. I focus in on NORAD, did stand down, Dick Cheney was in control, they were running
right.
Drills that morning, and I cover all that in my new film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State. But really,
right.
We need to get the ball rolling here on Mr. Chertoff, but let me just give you this, you know, for your article you're writing. On record, on radio, I'm telling you this. He told me, and the editor above him told me, this is not a hit piece. We promise, oh, no, no, that's not what we're doing. We're just getting the different popular ideas that are out there. We promise we're just going to present this. This is not a hit piece.
Right.
And then every time, you know, like with Building 7, I said, well, Larry Silverstein, the owner, says they pulled it. He goes, he didn't want to see that. I sent them that.
Right.
And they would do stuff like call up and say, well, we called the seismologist, and they say they didn't talk to you or your person. I go, the article we have clearly sources you, Christopher Bolin.
Right.
Did you ask the seismologist if they talked to Christopher Bolin?
Right.
No. And I had to call his editor and say, you better not. See, that's a trick they were playing.
Of course.
And they play all sorts of these little tricks.
Of course. This is a real manipulative article. That's the most important thing. And that's why I call this is a classic in yellow journalism. And a classic case. And this is plumbing new depths. And I agree completely with you that this Popular Mechanics has to have their feet held to the fire about this. Because this is such a distortion of the facts. You know, whether in all respects, it's a complete distortion.
So again, on the record, you talk to Mr. Chertoff's mommy, and she's like, "Of course, he's
yes.
family. He's our cousin."
Yes, yes, yes. And she told me. And then I asked. I said, "What's his father's name?" And she said, "Larry." And Larry Chertoff. There is a Larry Chertoff who is the chief economist for the New York Environmental Protection Agency, and he's concerned primarily with water. With the water that New Yorkers drink and this and that. Now, that's another issue in itself. But I believe that's probably his father, but I haven't confirmed that. But I want to tell you one thing. In this Coast to Coast radio show with Art Bell, there was an early caller. A caller called in from Pennsylvania, and she was very bright, and she asked the questions about the molten steel that I had found in the seventh basement level.
They admitted it burned for weeks.
Yeah, and this is something that's been confirmed. I was told by Peter Tully, from Tully Construction, one of the contractors who cleaned up the site, and it was confirmed by Mark Loiseau, who wrote the cleanup plan from Controlled Demolition Incorporated, and that they discovered molten steel in its molten state when they dug down, when they scraped down and got down to the bedrock. Now, this is very important. It's an oxygen-starved environment, and you're finding molten steel, and this caller asked about this. And they had 3 hours, these guys, Chertoff and Art Bell, had 3 hours. They said they would return to it, but they never discussed that.
Well, let me be clear. Let me
yes.
be clear on this. When you saw people jumping out of the towers, that's right when the jet fuel hit and was still burning. Then it burned itself almost completely out in one of the towers to a great extent in the other tower. And then we have the photos of hundreds of people in the gaping holes where the main fires were, standing there for 20 minutes. Now,
right.
It doesn't melt their flesh. But it melts 4 foot around solid steel columns, reinforced steel, sprayed with asbestos as an insulating agent. Then suddenly, that's so hot it won't even melt your flesh, but it melts the steel. Then it all falls, and then there's molten steel.
Right.
So again, common sense, folks. Common sense. Now, I want to do this now, and then we're going to go to some calls. I want to do this. Call them. Be polite. The reason you're calling is because they've gone public and said all these things about us and about the investigation and what we're doing. You need to call them and say, look, Mr. Chertoff went on the air and said Mr. Jones, you know, can call in and defend himself, and he hasn't. Okay, and others can call in. Oh, but we haven't, as if you can call in on that show. The phones are jammed. There is no back number. It's just made up. He wants to say all this. No, this is the open invitation. You put Megs, you put Chertoff, you put any of your clowns here on this show so we can dismantle what they're saying on our own time. Wow, we'll defend ourselves on our own little show compared to these big ones. Okay?
Alex, one thing. In the South Tower, you remember that the firefighters got up to the 78th floor.
They said the fires are almost out. I have that.
They were manageable. They were manageable. And so these secondary fires that were supposedly burning down...
They said two small fires. Yeah.
Exactly. And this has to be remembered. These fires were not an inferno.
Well,
and
they burned themselves out, remember?
Yes. But then we had, on February 12th of this year, we had a similar building
for
24 hours in Madrid, Spain, and not collapse at all.
No, everybody keeps saying 24 hours. It really burned more than 24
hours.
Yes,
of course it did. But it was burning like a torch for 24 hours, and there was no collapse of the central columns.
100-foot white flames.
Yes.
100-foot jetting, blasting white flames.
And it's still standing.
Still standing. Well, it had never happened before. And notice the media kept saying, it's going to collapse. It's going to collapse.
Yes, that's 911 thinking for you.
Okay, we were about to go to Randy, but he just hung up. Before we go to Randy, before we do that, I'm going to give these numbers out. Please call them. Be polite, because the poor person answering the phone, they're not part of this. But you need to let them know that we're very serious about this. You need, you know, Megs, their main editor, gets up there and says, we've disgraced the families. Most of the families, think the government did it, by the way. They've stood up in 9/11 commission hearings and gotten in their face. They've been told to shut up or no money. Give them a call. Now, here, first off, ladies and gentlemen, is their fax number. Fax them. 212-586-5562. 212-586-5562. Give them a call. Send them a fax right now, 212-586-5562, and also give them a call on the phone and tell them you want Meg's office, tell them you want Chertoff's office. And again, I have been challenging them politely to come on the air, 212-649-2000. Here's the phone number, 212-649-2000. You can call their subscription and cancel your subscription. If you've got a subscription, cancel it right now. 800-333-4948. We're boycotting these people. 800-333-4948. Give them a call on their regular office number and say they need to investigate Mr. Chertoff and conflict of interest. 212-649-2000. 212-649-2000. Give them a call. Their website is popularmechanics.com. They've now launched a blog with nothing but positive comments, supposedly from bloggers. If you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. Go in there and test this. Write your own comments. See if they'll deal with it. 212-649-2000. Ask them. Letter to the editor. Are you going to retract the fact that you say one plane was intercepted in the 10 years before 9/11 when you're very experts in the Associated Press and 68 times in the year before 9/11? 212-649-2000 or 800-333-4948. 800-333-4948. Please take action. Let's, Randy hung up, so let's talk to John in New York. John, thanks for holding.
Oh, thank you. Hey, just one thing. I had a farm show in our area that has people come in, and I set up a booth for it cost me $500. But I put up the 9/11 information and the energy non-crisis and the 200 mile per gallon carburetor and the Planet X and all that kind of information. Anyhow, when it got said and done, I had one gentleman come up, and he couldn't say that they dropped a nuclear bomb in Iraq, but he said, you know, we killed 20,000 Iraqis with one bomb. And he said, when I got to the bomb site, he said it was all glass. And,
well, that's like the general said that the Republican Guard disappeared.
And so anyhow, he didn't really come out and say miles, but he was indicating it. Also, just in reference, a couple things, like they're trying to split us to break us up.
And not only are we being broken up, but so are the Chinese and so are the Russians. I mean, there's good. The one report that's out on the Russians is that the one Russian captain stopped the nuclear attack during the Cold Wars. There's good people over there also, and they ought to be aware of that. We're aware of that, and that they need peace to stop these warlord people. Also, the people that are being such as they had the collapse in the
Okay.
The National Geographic show, where the collapse of the towers, they said, oh, we had two of our own National Geographic people die in that plane. Well, they had the congressman be poisoned with anthrax. They had a congressional announcement by Roderberger out of California saying that they know that 9/11 was happening and that Condoleezza Rice would refuse to stop it. Those things do exist, and they are killing their own people. So people that are hiding this for them. Also, they were saying that the planes were in the background of the 9/11 attacks. There was jets in the background, so they were assisting.
No, that's true. Listen, I appreciate your call. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I was just calling too about, you know, Saturday night, just another episode of All in the Family here in the United States of nepotism. I can't believe, well, maybe I should, that Art Bell finally sold out, because I think he did when he wanted to get his movie produced. And just one fact that I want to bring up about all this, and, you know, they want to call people that have the conspiracy facts, they want to call us conspiracy theorists and kooks, yet they're willing to believe, as Chertoff said, a 100-ton plane can disintegrate when it hits the Pentagon.
Right.
Yet Muhammad Atta's passport can be found 3-4 blocks away from the World Trade Center in almost pristine condition.
And that a man in a cave could have NORAD shut down, run CIA drills that morning, and have all these jets fly into buildings with total precision.
Yeah, it was just another pacification show for all the suckers who want to believe the 9/11 story from the government.
All right, Tim, thanks for the call. Well, you know, my problem isn't even with Bell. Bell can do what he wants. I appreciate George Norrie having me on, and that's an important venue. The problem here is Chertoff.
Right.
And his ilk. Comments to that, Mr. Boland?
Yeah, I wanted to say that my opinion, I wrote an open letter to the 911 investigators in 2002, and it's I take a very harsh position of people who are involved in the cover-up of this mass murder in New York City and Washington. People who are involved in either obfuscating or preventing the investigation of this 911, or who then, like Benjamin Chertoff, take part in a propaganda effort to conceal what really happened, I find them to be of the ilk, like the people who perpetrated this.
Well, I've only heard a little bit of the interview now this morning. It's 3 hours, and I was out of town, didn't find out until yesterday afternoon. But, I mean, everybody I've talked to says he was just a bumbling idiot.
Well, he wasn't so bad. It was 4 hours long. It was 4 hours long, and they got into it big time after about 45 minutes into the show. That's when they pulled out my open letter. But, he wasn't so bad, but he's not a scientist. He's not a scientist, and he doesn't answer the questions. One of the main questions that I always pose to people is what happened to the central columns? The World Trade Center towers were held up by 47 huge central columns. What caused them to fall? There's no explanation presented anywhere to explain why they fell. And because they were the central columns that held up the gravity weight, the gravity load of the building, without cutting those...
And we have the designer of the building saying it took multiple jet hits.
Yeah.
We have the underwriters going public saying it's all a fraud. Mr. Ryan, I mean, it's just ridiculous, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, and viable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Only got a few minutes left. I'm going to take Brooke and Paul's calls. That's it. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Time. Give Popular Mechanics a call. I remember most of them are writing about cars and plants and cell phones. They're not evil. Okay, so don't be mean to them. Just call up and be serious and say we want them to come on and debate and stop your subscription until, because they're calling us liars and evil, and you know they're the ones that hit us. 212-649-2000, 212-649-2000, subscription, drop your subscription to any of the Hearst publications, 800-333-4948, and you can also fax them at 212-586-5562. Real quick, Brooke in Rhode Island. Brooke, go ahead. I'm guessing you might disagree with us, so I'm putting you on first. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. It's so good to hear your voice.
You bet. You say you have family with Popular Mechanics?
I have friends who worked for 10 years at Popular Mechanics up until this summer when they were fired.
Yeah, I heard they got a whole new crew in there.
They brought in a whole new crew, and to tell you the truth, Alex, all the people that I knew at Popular Mechanics, they were in their office on the morning of 9/11. They saw the planes flying into New York. They saw the black helicopters that many people consider conspiracy theory and wacko. They saw everything.
Can you get your friends in contact with Mr. Bolin? It'd be great to have former writers there talking about it.
Alex, they haven't even gotten unemployment. They were told at 5 o'clock on Thursday to clear everything out of your office by 5 o'clock Friday and do not return or you will be escorted out by
okay,
security.
Well, contact Christopher at his office. I do know they had a big shakeup there.
Absolutely, and then Chertoff was brought in. But the other thing I want to quickly ask you is, have you heard about the murder of Edward Stern from Lazard Ferrez's banking fortune in Switzerland? He was married to Beatrice David Well, who's the daughter of Michael.
I'm out of time, unfortunately. Paul in New York, last caller. Go quickly.
How are you?
Good.
All right. I just saw the movie that you just put out. I saw it on your PrisonPlanet.tv, and I thought it was an awesome film. The thing that I would want to know, and I've been emailing and I haven't gotten an answer back yet, is I'd like to get a couple of thousand of these, and I'm wondering if you can put a questionnaire out to see how many other hundreds of callers would like to buy 1,000 of these tapes or DVDs.
Let me tell you the number to do that. Call this number, 512-291-5750 for bulk orders. 512 1-800-291-5750 or call the toll-free number. They can give you that number if you missed it.
All right, very good. And, you know, I've been doing my part with this popular mechanics. I've been putting deception dollars in every one I can find. and the other thing is I'm hoping that I can maybe get your weekly updates on a DVD for my public access show as well. And I'd like to find out about that. Now, can I ask your bulk order line about that, or is that something?
No, I don't offer that at this time. It's just on PrisonPlanet.tv. Listen, I'm out of time. God bless you. Please get a bunch of the videos. Yes, we want distributors. I want to thank you, Christopher Bolin, writes for American Free Press, for coming on. We got links to American Free Press at Infowars.com. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, speaking of the new film. It's out, 2.5 hours long, my best work. You can order it via Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, a hard copy, or call toll-free and make copies of it and get it out to people. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or simply go to PrisonPlanet.tv. The whole thing's uploaded right there in three parts for you. For members, 15 cents a day. Monthly and yearly subscriptions available. Takes about a minute to sign up. Get your own private secure passcode. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or again, 1-888-253-3139. But call Popular Mechanics and let them know they're not going to get away with this. And ask them if they know that Chertoff is a cousin with the Homeland Security Director. Serious conflict of interest in light of all this stuff that's been coming out about the nature of the controlled press. Again, the number to get my films, 888-253-3139. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, standing up for the truth. God bless you all. Take care.